sickness something something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Now, before we get to the next thing, this lady's mad at me for my discussion this morning about mentally challenged girl that they've got in the beauty pageant up there in Minnesota. And I've made the point that I think the standard of beauty is you can't just start playing around with that and goofing off with it, sure. And I do want to watch it. To reiterate my point, I would watch that, but for all the wrong reasons. Like most people, society's going to watch that to see what goes wrong rather than what goes right. And actually, you're using mentally challenged people to try to get attention to save a dying thing like pageants. Again, you call them trailblazers in the Minnesota pageant, but if we had a mentally retarded girl here in our MILF contest, all of a sudden we'd be the worst people on the planet. It's not trailblazing when someone you don't like does it, or when it's not done, when it's obvious why they're doing it. When we're not hiding behind anything like the Minnesota pageant. Lady says, you're all effing disgusting. John is a minnow. Brady is a blue whale. She's making fun of how fat you are. You believe that?
I'm hurt.
Brady is a blue whale that overshadows everything. I hope you have a disabled daughter. Well, that sounds nice because then she can enter pageants and I can get her all this. Get her in pageants and stuff now. That's great. I hope I have a disabled daughter too. I understand that there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, although you seem to think differently. So I can spit in her face and make sure she knows every day how retarded and downy ugly she is. Well, you sound like a horrible person. I will make sure I find a kid that goes to school with your retard and reward that student heavily for doing whatever they can to ensure that your girl has the best time. F all of you. None of you are a prize. Never claimed to be a prize.
Wow.
Never said I was going to enter any beauty pageants. I know my limitations.
So maybe she's some against people. The pageants altogether, which I think
her language is atrocious.
If we're looking at bad messages now in this day and age, the pageants are a bad message.
Completely terrible message. Yeah. Why would you want
that one girl is better than all the others?
Right. Why would you want to subject your special needs child to a pageant where she's judged?
Yeah, we brought that up.
Aren't we all even?
Eliminate those.
Yeah. Aren't we all equal? Isn't that the whole message of letting a downy into one of those? All I'm saying is, like Siegfried and Roy's tigers, we're all watching because it's entertaining. But when something goes wrong, don't act all shocked and weird.
Oh, the problem is this girl's from Massachusetts. Now I know.
She's a masshole.
She's wicked, man.
Well, then I should have read it like, retard.
Yeah, you should have read it with
the accent.
It
would have been great. Hope your daughters are all retards. It's funny when you yell at me. Look. I hate to break it to you. I'm not the bearer of the standard of beauty in this country. I just acknowledge it exists. I'm a realist. That's what I am. You can sugarcoat anything you want. I'm just saying, when you actually use mentally handicapped people for attention, are you helping? Are you trailblazing? Or are you just taking advantage of them because they don't know any different and you're telling them it's all for good? I think it's the other way.
No coverage for the pageant otherwise.
Right. So did they use your mentally challenged girl for their benefit under the guise of being trailblazers? No, they don't have any interest in helping retarded people. And yeah, that's not a bad word. Unless it's used like, you're a retard. That's not. Stop it. She's mad.
Wicked mad.
Also, because I'm not a prize, and this is a true statement I've made several times, one of the many reasons I got a vasectomy, but it's high on the list, is because I was far too ugly to have a child and pass on these genes and this genetic face to potentially a girl. I can't imagine giving this nose and these features with beautiful little Megan's half kicking in and sullying that pool with my face and creating this poor little monstrosity based on my ugliness. So, yes, I absolutely know I'm no prize.
You'd have a good chance it comes out average, Brady, and you couldn't live with average.
No, Brady.
Because Megan on the other
it wouldn't
side.
Be average, Brady.
He's
got my features.
For the recessive genes.
It is not going to be even average. I'd be fine with average. I'd be fine with an ugly one. I don't want to put that burden on someone. That's not right of me to do. Because I'm not selfish. I thought of that poor little girl having to look in the mirror every day. And I thought, that's mean. That's mean to do to someone. That's like drawing a face on your child every night and saying you've got this.
We're telling you're okay. I understand that. That's not
my genetic code.
Because Eric and I took that risk as well.
Right.
So far we think it.
Right.
You know,
that's up to the individual, Brady. Yeah. I know I'm a hideously ugly man. You think you're a seven. You don't have this in your brain. I know it's unfair for me to even to a little boy, to put this watermelon on his little tiny body. It's not fair. It's not right. And we've all seen it.
Trust me, I curse my kid with a giant head.
You know, you want to be realist. How many times have you looked at two people and said, please do not procreate. Don't make kids with those features. I know I'm that guy.
Terry's added to the discussion. She says, John, tell that lady that in Iceland, they've nearly eradicated Down syndrome through selective termination.
Well, I'm not for that. That's awful.
Wow.
Was that a suggestion?
I don't know if she's a suggestion, but just tell her about that and see how mad she is at Iceland.
She's definitely pro-choice.
Yeah, that lady, yeah. That person, you're right, the lady that emailed angry, needs to redirect to Iceland first and then me.
Right.
I'm second on the list of things to be mad about in that particular topic. Yeah, no, I just don't think it's fair to burden people with my thought. My father should
but
have thought
you,
of this.
But if you think about it, like even here, they go, you know, we can do the test. And
oh,
see.
We had all three of us had that test. Yeah. And how much are you sweating that day?
Yeah.
You're not.
I didn't do it.
And you didn't?
No.
No, because you
because
knew.
Because it's just the other point of the test is it that has that gene that doesn't guarantee that will happen.
Right.
It just shows.
But
that
it's pretty.
But
it's,
there's no test for like I don't know left-handedness. You
know,
there's something quite different about that, and we're trying to act like it's all the same. It's not a homogenized thing. There's a reason.
It's not 100%, but it's pretty accurate.
But there's a reason they test for it. It's because it's a real kind of thing.
Sure.
It's not something that you're like, well, you know, everybody wants one of this. And you don't root for that when you have a baby. I hope it comes out wrong.
No, everybody sweats it.
Everybody sweats it. It's a horrible thing.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I mean, if there was a sonogram back in the day that was as the images were as clear as they are today, and my mom ran that thing over her belly and saw this nose on that kid, there's a good chance I'd have gotten hangered out of there. And that would have been the right thing to do.
I just couldn't do the...
it was because atrocious
I
was growing like, up.
I don't know if I... You know, not knowing that part of it, that even though it says, yeah, it's a pretty good chance.
Right.
But if I was wrong, then I just wouldn't.
How would
I
would
have
know?
Felt right.
You would have never known.
You wouldn't know. And that's what I didn't want to.
And it's not for
over.
Everybody, but some people aren't going to feel that way.
Yeah.
That's why there's a test for that.
I noticed in our pictures that my daughter had an incredibly long tongue.
No kidding.
And yeah.
Made you nervous that she had a lolly tongue and she was going to come out.
She's still, her tongue is ridiculous.
Is it really big?
It's long.
Cleans her nose.
It could.
Oh,
I'm like, you should be a lesbian.
Yeah, I hope she is someday. For your sake and mine.
There's no way she
you
is.
You have talents. That'd you have be so easier talents. For,
unfortunately.
For, honestly, that'd be easier for you and me.
Probably.
Because then, I mean, you can't blame me when I'm watching the videos. And, of course, you don't have to worry about her ever being on blacked.com.
Yeah, there's no way she's a lesbian, though.
No, she likes the boys.
Oh.
She's a chaser, huh?
Yeah, she's already in...
Well, that'll come in handy for boys, too.
Great. Thank you.
I'm just saying. That whole tongue darts thing is getting a lot of play with the youth. The young kids like that.
Stop it.
Backdoor move. It's tough. Something you got to face. Realism. Just saying. You need to look at it instead of saying everybody's equal and look at what I'm saying. Just hear what I'm saying. Were they actually being nice to the retarded community when they put that girl on that stage or were they begging for attention? Yeah. I lean one way. We've got another thing. Speaking of retards, we got to do this. We're doing it. December 7th, the day that we'll live in comedy infamy. This year, we're only taking 15. I've made it up in my mind that 30 was way too many last year. 15 local stand-up comics will get their chance to audition for us on December 7th, the day that will live in comedy infamy, to be part of the third annual Holmberg's Happy Ending Comedy Festival. They get to open it. They get 5 minutes to open it. Now, last year, we got lucky. We had a guy who was actually pretty good.
Charlie Spies.
And Charlie, he liked to tell us how good he was backstage.
He did. He enjoyed telling us, you know, I've been great for a long time. Like, no kidding, Charlie.
He does not lack in confidence.
No, and good for him. You need it. You got to walk into a door with that. And also, his jokes about babies were hilarious and uncomfortable, but funny. So Charlie did a great job last year. Hopefully, we get another one like that. If not, there is a chance, and I will say this, that zero people will advance to the actual big show. If all 15 suck, it doesn't mean we have to have a winner. It's like a boy band audition. We're filling a slot, but we're filling it with the right person. If it doesn't happen, we'll move on without you. It will be a four-man group. Just the way it works. But it's happening on December 7th. We will announce a time when the local comics can tell Toledo what's going on. And it'll be just same as Plato. It'll be the first 15 that want to sign up. Kevin Gilroy wants to host it. I'm going to give him three opportunities.
You've got the Smash Brothers coming in next Thursday as well. That's
I think
when
this
it is.
Thursday, isn't it?
Is it this Thursday?
Yeah,
okay.
It's this
then never mind.
We're good. Yeah, we're fine.
Okay.
Well, that would be great to have them judge it.
Oh, man. Have them come back.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we'll make sure that we get this thing all straightened out. But, yeah, the day that we'll live in infamy, comedy infamy, the second annual, oh, my God, the local comedians are doing it again. 2 minutes of your best material. Now, what I really admired last year was a few of the guys who just came up and said, I've never tried this before. There's some guts that hit this thing. That was rough. And Ryan Bader came in and started to make terrible comments towards everybody, which was pretty funny, too. And all of it to be part of the big happy ending show, which is coming up here on December 16th. Our friends at Four Peaks Brewing Company, Tuft & Needle, Lerner & Rowe, bringing you the third annual Happy Ending Comedy Festival with our friends, Gary Cannon, who's a riot, Craig Gass, you all know, and, of course, Jay Moore, the headliner, is going to be out here. Tickets are on sale right now. It's an all-ages event, which means you can bring, you know, all right. Tickets, we're going to serve a lot of beer.
I just wish Craig Gass drank again.
I know. He would be, like, I'd like to see if he'd do that.
This is going to be a completely different backstage.
Last year was a bit insane.
Yeah.
And now?
Twins.
Nothing.
A midget. And a massive fat man. It was like P.T. Barnum was here.
Yeah, this is not going to be a great show.
Yeah, but it's not going to be the visual spectacular we had last year.
Yeah, they're going to be sober.
Cannon might not be. Cannon guzzles.
Does he?
He used to. Cannon's a fun drinker.
Jay will have a couple of mint juleps.
Jay's big into the good stuff. Oh, big time, big time.
I don't
Jay
know.
Might be worse than Ralphie as far as that goes.
I thought he goes on
weed.
Dry spells.
That's what I'm saying. No, weed. He's
I know,
a big
but
time
I think
weedy.
He goes on know. Dry spells too.
Well, we'll find out. We'll let you know the next morning. When we come back, we'll let you know all about it. It's happening right there over at Celebrity Theater. Happy Ending Comedy Festival, third annual Happy Endings with Jay Moore, Craig Gass, Gary Cannon, and one of the local comedians gets 5 minutes. If he's good enough, we'll have that coming up. We've got the hot releases right around the corner. It's 98 KUPD.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98 KUPD.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.